This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. As the conflict continues between Iran and Israel, the two countries traded fresh missile strikes overnight. Israeli military claimed that it conducted a new wave of airstrikes on Iran in early hours soon after intercepting a missile fired from Iran. It targeted military infrastructure sites in Iran's Kermanshah province, striking surface-to-surface missile launch and storage facilities. More than 15 warplanes participated in the operation. Iran has also sent waves of missiles and drones into Israel, with blasts heard in multiple cities. Earlier, Iran's parliament unanimously approved a proposal to close the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most critical oil and gas shipping routes, in direct retaliation for U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. However, the final move awaits approval from Iran's Supreme National Security Council. Meanwhile, U.S. military officials have placed forces across the region on heightened alert. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump has hinted at the possibility of regime change in Iran. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned plea for peace during an emergency special session of the Security Council at UN headquarters in New York last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the 47th annual general meeting of the Prime Minister's Museum and Library Society in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnav, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Dharmendra Pradhan, among others. Pradhan Mantri Sangrahalay was inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi in 2022. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh released a book titled Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 2 in New Delhi this evening. This book contains the speeches delivered by President Draupadi Murmu between the period of August 2023 to July 2024. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State Dr. L. Murugan also attended the function. Speaking on this occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "The book will inspire the people to work towards achieving the goals of Vikasit Bharat."
राष्ट्रपति जी की पुस्तक आशाओं की उड़ान विंग्स ऑफ होप उनके 51 भाषणों का यह संकलन है जो उन्होंने समय समय पर राष्ट्र के नाम संदेश से लेकर विश्वविद्यालयों के दीक्षांत भाषण नवाचार देश के विकास में नारी शक्ति का योगदान हमारी सांस्कृतिक विरासत और समानता की भावना पर दिए हैं मैंने पुस्तक को सभी नजर से देखा मैं ये कह सकता हूं कि इस पुस्तक में संकलित सभी लेख 2047 के विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य प्राप्ति के साधन है यानी विकसित भारत साध्य है और यह किताब उसका
On this occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the works done by the President for the upliftment of marginalized people during his speech.
राष्ट्रपति जी ने जब अपना पहला संबोधन किया था तो एक प्रसिद्ध उड़िया भाषा के कवि है भीमो भाई उनकी दो पंक्तियां उन्होंने रखी थी मैं वो वहां पे दोहराना चाहूंगा मोह जीवन पछे नर के पड़ी था हो, जगत उद्धार हो इसका मीनिंग है कि चाहे स्वयं का जीवन बलिदान कर दें लेकिन राष्ट्र का उद्धार हो इस भावना से राष्ट्रपति महोदय ने हमेशा अपने जीवन को जिया है और विश्व कल्याण की इसी भावना को वो आज भी हम सबके सामने एक उदाहरण के तौर पर रखती
The Election Commission has declared the results of the by-elections held in 5 assembly constituencies across 4 states, following the completion of counting of votes. In Gujarat, counting of votes held peacefully for the by-elections to 2 assembly seats today. Gopal Italia of Aam Aadmi Party won from the Visavdar seat with a margin of over 17,000 votes, while the BJP has retained the Kadi seat. Rajendra Kumar Chawda of the BJP won from the Kadi with a margin of more than 39,000 votes. In Kerala, Congress candidate Aryadhan Shokhat registered a resounding victory in Nilambur Assembly constituency. In West Bengal, Trinamool Congress candidate Alifa Ahmed won from the Kaliganj Assembly seat. In Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, India were 225 for 3 against hosts England. After lunch in their second innings on day 4 on the first day at Headingley Test in Leeds. The visitors have taken a lead of 231 runs after resuming their second innings at 90 for 2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.